Joe Biden, again, lashes out at Republicans for all his woes. By Simon Kent on July 11, 2022. President Joe Biden looked around late Sunday night and saw a troubled land. Soaring gas prices, record-high inflation, border crises, rising crime, crumbling supply chains, and a looming recession. All problems he quickly blamed on one cause alone, the Republican Party. The president took to social media and shared his GOP blame game, lamenting they have taken over the levers of power. Republicans are doing nothing but obstructing our efforts to crack down on gas price gouging, lower food prices, lower health care costs, and hopefully, soon, lower your prescription drug costs, Biden said on social media. This is not right. And that's why this election is going to be so darn hard, he continued. This is not the first time Biden has blamed Republicans for his own mismanagement. As Breitbart News reported last month, Biden previously rejected arguments his government's massive spending post-coronavirus pandemic was to blame for inflation, instead citing shockwaves from Ukraine, mysterious interference by Russia, and Republican obstruction. He also blamed Republican obstruction for rising gas prices. Under my plan for the economy, we made extraordinary progress and put America in a position to tackle a worldwide problem, Biden said, claiming inflationary pressure on economies around the globe meant he could control little if any outcomes for U.S. consumers. He said the bloody attack by oil-rich Russia on Ukraine, a major wheat supplier, had sparked gas pump and food price increases, a smear backed by the Democrat National Committee. He pointed again to Republicans as the culprits, outlining, Republicans in Congress are doing everything they can to stop my plans to bring down costs on ordinary families. That's why my plan is not finished and why the results aren't finished either. With the midterm elections just a few months away, Biden wants to use his remarks to deliver a message to voters that he and the Democrats are simply innocent victims of GOP scheming. He also wants to do something, anything, to bolster his own standing with voters. As a Saturday Civics poll revealed, Biden's own approval rating has dropped into the 20s for the first time in his presidency. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.